Well, Richard, you look at the card at the end of that match and think it was another nearly game.
Yeah, realistically, we didn't score enough runs in the first innings to put us in position to push for a win in the game. We fought hard in the second innings. So, that's where it slowed us down.
But at 26-4, you must have wished you had another 30 runs to play with.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing, isn't it? We're talking small margins here. So, another 50, another 100 runs, and then the scoreboard pressure puts on Essex, but it wasn't to be.
If you look at the game as a whole, in fact, as indeed the other three matches have been, maybe just one session or one innings or one spell has just tipped it.
Yeah, 2 hours of cricket, the opposition have taken the game away from us. It's the same against Lancashire here. Obviously, in the last game when they bowled us out, and it's happened again here. It's something that we're aware of and we need to improve on.
How much more can you extract out of the players? I mean, presumably you're getting near to capacity at the moment, are you?
There's always
more.
Yeah, completely. You can always learn. When you stop learning, then you've done. So. As long as the lads are aware of that, the coaching staff are aware of that, we're trying to obviously work with them and help them improve. And listen, we're not hiding behind the fact that we've gotten five down here. We know that we've not performed up to what we expect to do.
Is it irritating, or what is the right adjective when the form at home is not as good as the form away?
It's frustrating because we've been in positions at home to really push games forward, and we've not done that, which has been the frustration.
You picked Gareth Roderick in this game, which perhaps was a surprise from the outside. How is his thumb?
His thumb is, he's getting by with his thumb. Obviously, he was chomping at the bit to play. He obviously just couldn't keep, so.
And he can keep playing without keeping for a while, can he?
We're just easy. I don't know the ins and outs exactly from the specialist, but at the moment he's just been kept off keeping.
And how far is Hamish away from being ready?
Hopefully very near. He's done some fielding today and he's been training a bit harder this week. It was touch and go for this week, but it wasn't to be, so hopefully, given another couple of days, we'll see where he's at.
I suppose from a batting point of view, you're just looking for somebody to support Michael's form, which at the moment is excellent.
Yeah, we've had players make scores and starts. We've not had people kick on and make big scores. We've built partnerships and then made poor decisions and allowed the opposition to come back into the game. So we're aware of that, and that's something we've got to really improve on.
You've got Sussex at home on Friday in the T20. Is that a pivotal game in the group?
Isn't the T20, I've been asked about the table and everything, they're all pivotal because it's just swings and roundabouts with the number of games that played. So we've still got an opportunity in there. We'll be trying our best to win that and keep up to date with the table.
From a confidence point of view, though, after one or two little setbacks, the Somerset game, this game, a win might just give people a bit more confidence again.
Yeah, it was a bit like when we went down to Richmond to play against Middlesex. We were coming off the back of two losses and we fronted up and performed very well there and got a very good win. So there's nothing that's saying we can't do it again.
Thanks for your time.
No worries, mate. Cheers.